Thank you, Mr. Chair. And like others, I would like to thank you for the way you have guided our deliberations. We share a common objective of reaching a world without nuclear weapons. There remains different views on how to achieve this objective. We all want progress towards total elimination, which will have to involve a legally binding framework. As my delegation has stated previously, we do not share the view that the division line is between changes and status quo. The question relates on to timing, sequences, and not least clarifying the components of a future legal arrangement. One should also draw parallel to the Biological Weapons Convention and Chemical Weapon Conventions, where possessors and capable states were engaged. As my delegation has referred to on a number of occasions this week and last week, on the unanimous decision in the Norwegian Parliament serves as a basis for our policy. We also look forward to the upcoming World Humanitarian Summit, where we will co-sponsor the side event on the humanitarian impact of nuclear weapons. Throughout our discussion, there seem to be common views on many of the necessary elements to help us attaining our joint objective, as well as on measures to reduce risk of any nuclear detonation. Furthermore, the deliberations over the last 2 weeks have shown that additional ideas have been put forward which merits further consideration. Like other delegations, my delegation would like to see a report which reflects the various positions articulated in this working group, and that the report will be adopted by consensus. I thank you, Mr. Chair.